Last year obviously wasn't the results we had hoped for, but we were able to really solidify a couple things that were critically important for us. One is hiring Hugh.
This is a pivotal time in Cleveland Browns history because we do have an opportunity to impact our organization, our team, in a way that maybe they haven't had. And it comes down to making the right decisions, and I think we will.
The combine is interesting because you're trying to get all this different types of information on the player. You're trying to get his measurables. How big, how fast, some strength measurables. You watch him do skills.
Head and eyes around and burst just like that.
The combine is just another piece of information for us. We do have a chance to reshape our roster, and we need to improve. And so here is another opportunity to get our team better. It's just, again, another part of the evaluation process for us. And it will factor in to making the best decision at the end of what's right for the Cleveland Browns.
It's about getting the right guys in front of their position coaches, in front of their coordinators, because the staff has a chance to interact with players who may be potential Browns.
Getting a chance to actually interact with the players, though, I think is probably, at least for me, the most interesting. We get to watch them on film, you know, all year long. So you get a sense of what they can do on the field. But to actually get to meet them, sit down with them, really try to understand what makes them tick, that to me is probably the most fun or the most engaging part of the whole process.
This is the first time in my career I've come to the combine knowing exactly who every last one of these guys are. And that's a credit to Andrew Berry and Sashi and Paul of creating an environment to where we wanted to know these guys better, because I think we truly all understand how important this offseason will be for us.
Obviously, the first thing we need to understand is how successful this guy's talent is going to allow him to be in our system and in this league. We really want to understand how passionate a guy plays, how passionate he is about football, how he's going to deal with adversity, and understand the person and be able to project that into what a career is going to look like. It's a great opportunity, again, to get another touch on these guys. These are important decisions for us, and we want to make sure we get them right.
Our coaches are heavily involved with our scouts. You know, we kind of do this all together. It is truly a collaborative effort. We've sat there and watched and talked about every player that's here at the Combine. We watch tape of every player that's here at the Combine.
And so it just makes things operate, you know, that much more smoothly, you know, that much more efficiently, and we're truly able to implement in full scale the processes that we think will help us build a championship roster.
This year we've had months to prepare, you know, for all these things, and I think we all feel in a much better place, you know, now than we did a year ago. We feel great even about what we did a year ago, but we're really excited now what we can do, you know, with a full year of preparation under our belts.
Our executive staff, along with myself and the coaching staff and our scouting department, they've done a great job of preparing and getting ready.
At this point, the scouts are a little bit farther in the evaluation process because they've been working on this draft class for perhaps the past 10 months.
It's one of the best off seasons that I've seen, you know, as far as getting the information, trying to understand the player, understanding where they fit, how can we use them, how can they make an impact for the Cleveland Browns.